Hello again, welcome to the program. We're here concluding this series in the tents and the churches. We have seen in God's plan to show himself powerful in the Old Testament was he wanted his tribes dwelling in their tents. In Psalm 78:55, we read, he cast out the heathen also before them and delivered them an inheritance by line and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. God just wanted to show himself powerful. Bible says that he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. However, back there, the Old Testament leaders, they said, oh, we can't win all these wars. What about those Philistines? We better get a king. And they did that, and they paid a terrible price for doing that. Now, in this age today, it's God's plan to show himself powerful through his local churches. We read in Acts 16:5, and so were the churches established in the faith and increased into numbers, and churches began to appear all over the place. But today, in this hour in which we are living, when it comes to God's churches, there's no doubt about it, it's time to awake out of sleep. In Romans 13:11, we read, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now, first of all, knowing the time. 2 Peter 3:11 says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation, that word actually means manner of life, and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord. This is a situation today where we know what time it is. We know that we are at the end of the church age. The Lord is coming back, and he's coming back pretty soon. 1 John 2:28 says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed of him at his coming. So, knowing the time, it's high time to awake out of sleep. Sleep is a condition of inactivity. So, again, 2 Peter 1:2, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. These are Peter's final words. In 1 Thessalonians 5:1-2, but of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But it's time to awake out of sleep. We read in the Bible that while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. It's interesting that you see a lot of pictures portraying this, and excuse me, it has a picture of the devil out in the field throwing seeds amongst the wheat there. That's not what he does. While men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Fathers not doing their jobs, pastors not doing their jobs, time to wake out of sleep. But while we're sleeping, the devil throws the tares in with the wheat, and we wake up kind of drowsy, pick up that wheat, and we do the sowing. Pretty sad day. So we're living in an age of apostasy. We've said before, at that time, there'll be anarchy throughout the world. The foundations are crumbling today like never before. Concerning apostasy, that has to do with Christianity, where the foundations are crumbling like never before. But the problem that we see all through the New Testament that Paul was concerned about, Peter, we see that James and John, was that the remnant would have a problem with apathy, a lack of interest, enthusiasm, or concern. And that's a real danger today for all of us. Anarchy in the world, look at the news. It's all over the world. Apostasy in what we call Christianity, and then apathy amongst the remnant, a lack of interest and enthusiasm or concern. And so, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. So, what's that mean? First of all, salvation is in three tenses, past, present, and future. In the past, the day we received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we were saved from the penalty of sin. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. However, as we travel through life, if we will take what God paid for on Calvary, He didn't just pay for a trip to heaven, He paid for having the victorious Christian life on earth. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. So we're saved from the penalty of sin. As we travel through, we can be saved from the power of sin. And then, number three, one day we will be saved from the presence of sin. Jesus said in John 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And so, saved from the penalty of sin, the fancy word for that, if you're going to study theology, is justification. Saved from the power of sin, sanctification. Saved from the presence of sin, the Bible talks about glorification. Well, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Be sure to be with us for our next program.